Today's Perek in Tanakh is Yehoshua Perek Yud. So here we are after the two examples of the way in which we ended up coming into Eretz Yisrael, Yericho and Ai. And what we're left with, what appears to be a lower level of Knisa La'aretz, because we needed now to engage in the type of war that would involve all types of deception, tactics, and so on. And at that point, it would appear that we would be left bereft of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's help if we have to do things that way, because no longer can we go and circle cities and expect magic to happen. All of this now, since the Me'ilah Becherem, and since HaKadosh Baruch Hu has made it absolutely clear, I don't want any more Charamim. The entire process is now meant to be a typical physical process. Remarkably, there's one time which, nonetheless, everything becomes extremely miraculous. And is miraculous in a way that is merumas back in the Torah by Moshe, and that there's going to be a luhumam muhuma gidola. And that humam takes place, interestingly enough, not in a normal war, but specifically because of the fact that the Givonim were accepted by Yehoshua. Remarkable. So the very acceptance of the Givonim, which remember we saw the man in the street was deeply against. There was a lot of tainas against the Nisi'im. And we came to understand that it was only Yehoshua and the Nisi'im that had the breath of recognition that the Avanim that they had been making were Avanim that implied that we want, as much as possible, to broaden Klal Yisrael, to include Gerim, and recognize that Malchut Yisrael, as the Sifri points out, is dependent on things like these Givonim, that ultimately had an option. They could have either run away, they could have left the country if they were so terrified, but they chose to remain and, in fact, to be mitkarev to Yisrael, to the point where it was up to David HaMelech to actually accept them as complete members of Klal Yisrael. He rejected them only because of the way that they themselves behaved, which proved, as the pasuk will see when we get there, Vagivonim lav lo mibnei Yisrael hema, the way that they acted proved that they were not really destined to be part of Eretz Yisrael with their midot haraot. But what happened over here was the acceptance and a brit that Yehoshua said, we have to keep this brit. Now imagine what happens now when the people that fooled Yisrael into making the brit suddenly come under attack by all of the goyim and want us to protect them. Now this is remarkable. This is the guy in the street again, the soldier in the ranks. Oh, I don't believe this. We are certainly not going to go and protect these gerim, girurim, is the lashon of the medrash. Now are we? We are. And it's that very fact, because we made the deal, and it's that very fact that shows up again later on. The Gemara says at the time of Shaul, when the family of Shaul is killed because of these Givonim, and that we promised, you said they were going to have a good parnasa, you mess up their parnasa, you're dead. That at that point, hundreds of thousands of people joined Klal Yisrael. And I said, if this is what they're willing to do because of a promise, there's nobody like this on earth. And here in the Knesset La'aretz, this is exactly what happens. If you consider what took place, it turns out that now Yerushalayim, of all places, is almost fully surrounded by the allies, because the Jews are coming from the Gilgal side, and the Givonim, who have just made a brit and have become allies of the Jews, are sitting around from Kiryat Yarim, Telstone, on the way to Tel Aviv, so they're already in the west, and they're obviously, Givon is in the north. And here is Yerushalayim looking around, and all they see is the allied troops. Now, this is terrifying. And so, Vayichi Shemoa, Adonit Tzedek, Melech Yerushalayim. This is the first time, by the way, that Yerushalayim shows up in the Torah. And once again, strangely, the name of the king is some kind of Tzedek. Malki Tzedek, Adonit Tzedek, Tzedek Yalinba, which obviously was a reference to something that goes on in Yerushalayim, so that the city of justice is all the way back at the beginning, understood that anyone who is to rule there, the reign is the reign of Tzedek, the Kiryah Ne'emana ultimately. And so when Adoni Tzedek, the king of Yerushalayim, hears, Ki lachad Yehoshua et ha'ay, vayacharimak asher asala yericho l'malka, ken asala ayu l'malka, which by the way, we only know now. We never heard before what had happened to the melech of Yericho. Now we understand that he too was hung up. Oh my gosh, no, anything but that. This is terrifying. I mean, Givon was not some two-bit place. It was a major city. It's even bigger than I. And now they're on the Jewish side. So he immediately tries to get together all of his allies to create an axis. Vayishlach Adoni Tzedek Melech Yerushalayim El Hoham Melech Hebron Ve'el Pira Melech Yarmut Ve'el Yafia Melech Lachish Ve'el Devir Melech Eglon Lemor. We also find, of course, a city called Devir, but which we'll see later, but this appears to be the name of the man. Maybe he's related ultimately to the city of Devir.
These are spread out.
These are spread out. He wants to get a broad base. We're going to see that the attack ends up really spreading out exactly. That's what's so beautiful about this, because it becomes a simple way to capture most of the south of the country.
Right.
And so for us, it's great. So he tells them, Alu Elivi Zruni. Listen, we need help here. V'naket Givon. I mean, you might not want to start off with the Jews, but we got to destroy Givon, the allies of the Jews. Ki shlimat Yoshua ved bnei Yisrael. That's all we need, is to start falling one by one. We've got to show the first people who ended up making a brit. They're just as distressed by the brit of Givon to the Jews as the Jews are about the fact that Givon came and made a brit. The whole idea was that they were going to stand, it says, together. That was the whole point. Remember, we learned how it was like Gog Magog, and how all of the good was Dvorim Achadim, comes along Givon and makes it now not Dvorim Achadim anymore. So we got to teach them a lesson. And indeed, that was a good taina. And therefore, Vayasfu, they indeed gathered together, Vayalu, Chameshet Malchei Amori, Melech Yerushalayim, Melech Hebron, Melech Yarmut, Melech Lachish, Melech Eglon, Heim V'chom Machaneim, Vayachanoa Givon, Vayalakamu Alea. They set up now their encampment against Givon, and they're going to destroy Givon. So, since Givon sends immediately a telegraph to Yoshua, Al teref yadecha me'avadecha. Remember, we are your allies. You mustn't let us go, because you promised. So, Ale alinu mehira, come quick. V'oshia lanu v'azrenu, you've got to save us. Nikbitzu elenu koma achea mori yoshvei ahar. The entire Emori have gathered together to fight us. So Vayal Yoshua min Agilgal hu v'chol amanul chamayimo v'chol giborei achai. So even though everyone was saying, this is mad, after they fool us, we're going to go and we're going to fight for them? That's exactly what they did. But again, it was a fight with tactics. It was a surprise attack. Yoshua immediately went overnight and managed to attack these forces without their ever dreaming that he could possibly have got there so quickly. Yomer Adonai Yoshua, and so HaKadosh Baruch Hu, seeing that they are going now to keep their Shavua, he makes a special guarantee in which Al tira mehem kiviyatcha nitatim. Fear not, I give them over to your hands. Lo yamod ish mehem befanecha. Not one will survive. Vayavoy lehem Yoshua pitom, and so Yoshua comes now by traveling kol alayla alamin agilgal in a complete surprise attack. Vayuhumeim Adonai lifnei Yisrael, and so HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mekayem et eimati ashalach lefanecha v'hamoti et kol ha'am asher tavo v'hamam muhuma gedola. And the Medrash traces three places where we find Yoshua. This is Vayuhumam. By Sisra it says Vayoham at Sisra, and by Shmuel it says Vayuhumeim. So these were the three remosim of a particular type of war, of muhuma, of terror, in which they suddenly lose all ability to fight back. And Vayakem, the enemy, Vayakem makah gedola b'givon, Vayudefem derech ma'alei beit choron, Vayakem ad azeka v'ad makeda. And so they follow them all the way, chasing them now down the ma'alei beit choron, and they are now all the way at Azeka, which is by Beit Shemesh, if I'm not mistaken. And right across from my daughter's home, I believe, was Azeka, across the mountain. And Makeda. Now, Makeda, there is some doubt about where Makeda is. But this was basically the line of fortresses that ultimately became central to the defense of Eretz Israel. And this is the first time that we find this particular route being taken. Vayiben usam mipnei Yisrael. There they are running away from Bnei Yisrael. Heim b'morad beit choron. They're trying to get down morad beit choron, which is extremely steep. And they have to go in single file, narrow. And they're going in single file, as the Gemara says. And v'adonai shlich aleihem avanim gedolot min ha'shamayim ad azeka v'yamutu. These were the avanim. This goes all the way back again to Yitziat Mitzrayim. Because we were told there that Moshe Rabbeinu, when it was the Barad, lo nitach arza. So the moment that he was mitpal, it's not that Barad disappeared, it's just the Barad that was in the air never fell. So this was called later on Yecheskel Avnei Al Gabish. Says the Gemara, what's the meaning of Avnei Al Gabish? Avanim Al Gabe Ish. Meaning that Ha'ish Moshe said they should stop, and they stopped. And then Yoshua is Ish Asher Ruach Bo, he's the guy who said go. And so Memela, those same Borad that were there by Yitziat Mitzrayim became suddenly reactivated as part of the Aftach of Moshe Rabbeinu here in Morad Beit Horon. This is one of the places you're supposed to make a bracha on when you get there, and you're supposed to say Sha'asa Nisim Avotenu. And they're killed all the way through Azeka. Rabim Asher Metu Bavnei Abarad Measher Gubnei Yisrael B'Chorev. There were more casualties by the bombardment of the Barad than that actually died in the war. And so, when Yoshua saw now the unbelievable miracles that were taking place in this war, he sung, Az, you know, whenever it says Az, that's the Az Yashir. So, Az Yidaber Yoshua L'Adonai, B'yom Tet Adonai Et Amori Lifnei B'nei Yisrael, V'yomer L'Nei Yisrael Shemesh B'givon Dom, V'yoreach B'emek Ayalon. And so this now is indeed all about Shira, because he doesn't say stop. He says the sun shall be quiet, Dom. The sun makes noise. Obviously a reference to the Shira, as the Medrash says. When Yoshua says to the Shemesh, Dom, the Shemesh says, you got a hell of a nerve telling me, little boy, what to do. Says Yoshua to the Shemesh, who do you think rules over who around here? If an Eved is an old, strong, powerful Eved, owned by a little boy, and the little boy says, shut up, who listens to whom? And so, therefore, since we have been given, Kodesh Shamayim Baretz, we have been given the Schus, as tzaddikim, to Shamayim Baretz, I'm telling you to shut up, says the Shemesh. And who will sing my song? Oz, says Yoshua, I will sing your song. And so this now becomes the song of the Shemesh itself, in that should allow B'nai Yisrael time before nightfall, which was Erev Shabbos. Yoshua saw, oh my gosh, we got to have time to prepare for Shabbos. Yeah, the Medrash says that he saw they were going to be mitzvah to fight on Shabbos and so on. Better that the sun shouldn't set. And so, Yidvayidom HaShemesh V'yareach Amad Ad Yikom Goy Oivav Alohi Ketuvah Al Sefer HaYashar. What is exactly the Sefer HaYashar? So we know that there's a machloket. Is the Sefer HaYashar Sefer Shoftim? That wouldn't fit in too well over here, because it says Isha Yashar Be'inav Yaaseh. Is it Bereshit, where the Avot are called Yesharim? Possibly, because it does say over there, Limshol Bayomu Balayla, which means that Al Ken Yomru HaMoshlim, the Tzadikim are Moshlim Bayomu Balayla. So it would be a remez that Tzadikim can be gozer on issues of Yom Balayla. Or, it might be back in Bereshit, Ulam Achiva Katan, Yigdal Mimenu Bezaro Yemlo Agoyim, as Rashi says there in that bracha, where Yaakov justifies giving Ephraim the bracha before Menashe. What does it mean? How will the whole world know about him? Because of this miracle. And so, Mamela, it's a reference to Yoshua, who comes from Ephraim. And so, Vayidom HaShemesh, the sun indeed stopped singing and stood still. Ve'oreach Amad, Ad Yikom Goy Oivav, so it shall be, sings Yoshua, until a nation takes vengeance from its enemies. And so it is written in the Sefer HaYashar, Vayamod HaShemesh B'chatzi HaShamayim V'lo Atz Lavo K'yom Tamim. And so it stood there in midday and didn't move for a full day. It's a question what that means. About three shitot, total 12 hours, 24 hours, 48 hours. V'lo Ayak HaYom Ahu Lefanav, there was never a day like that before. Or V'yacharav Lishmo Adonai B'kolish, that God should listen to a man who tells him how to deal with the sun. Ki Adonai Nelcham LeYisrael. It was because he was fighting for Yisrael. Now that's a little bit strange because, as the Gemara points out, it's an old trick, making the son. I mean, even Nagdimon Ben-Gurion managed that one just to get out of paying back all that money to the Roman. So the story over there was, and that's why he was called the Nagdimon, Shenagdalo Chama, so that he had prom. It was a year of Batsoret. There was water that the Romans had. They wanted an immense amount of money, $1 million per well. He says, okay, but I'll tell you, God, okay, but if it's not paid back within X number of days, then you give me my $1 million per well. Absolutely. Nope. No rain. And the Romans getting all ready. Okay, where's my money? He says, oh, there's still an hour left. Okay, fine, an hour left. He goes into the bathhouse to get dressed up for the big party where he takes delivery of the $12 million for his wells. Nachdiman goes and davens to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hodah sheyesh lecha ohavim ba'olam, and the guy comes out and he says, where's the money? And says, Taina. So then it turned out it was still midday, and the clouds cleared, and it was still daytime. There was nothing you could taina. After the rain, it was pouring. In any event, it says the Gemara, I mean, if this is such a simple trick that even Nachdiman ben Gurion, why does the Pasuk say, V'lo hayak ayom ha'ulaf anav v'acharav, not to mention that the same thing happened in Moshe Rabbeinu's time, which we learn out from Achel Tate. And here we have the same lashon, b'yom teit Hashem et amori, or ayom achel teit pach techaz. It's machlokas, which one is the gzera shava, but gzera shava it is. So, I mean, the parshtus over here is lishmo Hashem b'kol ish, perhaps. The other cases, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wasn't responding to a specific, you know, over there, Nagdimon said, let it rain, but he didn't say, show them that it's midday. You know, we don't find that Moshe Rabbeinu was ever misfollowed. But Gemara says, perhaps it means over here with the Avnei Al Gabish. That never happened. Or perhaps it means that for such a long time, there was not an Amidas Hashemesh. There's a fascinating Maharal that points out that it was only for Yoshua that the Shemesh was Amid. Nobody else felt that the Shemesh was Amid. So it's all a question of relative time. No. So he says, what's that? So he says, don't ask any questions like David's about to ask, because you have to understand that when you're under on Hagan Nisit, you're in a different space completely. And you can't ask, but what do you mean? I mean, if it either was it moving or wasn't it moving, that's irrelevant. Something that is miraculous it doesn't have anything to do with what other people are saying. He says, I'll prove it to you. In Mitzrayim, if a Jew would drink from the water, it would be water. If that's not part of the nation, it remained water. To the Egyptians, it was blood. That was miraculous. Same thing happens with Choshech. So it's possible for two people to be in the same place, to have different perceptions of reality. The sun is perfectly happy doing what it always does. But as far as Yoshua is concerned, time has stopped. And all that's happening is he's going ahead and killing people while the sun merrily sits baking the day. And so, Mamela, this was a particular nace that came Davka in this war of Muhuma, a war that is a conglomeration of the approaches that we had before. It's not done miraculously because it requires surprise. And yet, if there is a zechut, it becomes the place at which amazing things can happen. When you sense those amazing things happen, you have a right. And so they come back to Gilgal. But meanwhile, another almost miracle happens in that the actual kings, seeing what's happening, have decided to try to hide it out. There was a bunker there, and Yoshua finds out about it. Yoshua, okay, close it up. We'll deal with them later. Right now, just put them in their little trap. They've gone in there for us. Put up a couple of guards, but we can't have a lot of people waiting around here for rubbernecking. Move, guys. Cut off whatever little bits are left of this machaneh that are behind. Don't allow any defenses to get back into the cities. I was told, when we started this war, that this was going to be war to the end. When at the end they finished them up, the Asridim Sardumeyam, there were little people here and there that had survived. All they could do was run to the fortified cities. Everybody now came back to Makeda. Very reminiscent, of course, of Lo Yacharatz Kelav Lishono. Once again, bringing us back to Yitziat Mitzrayim. No one could even open a mouth to Bnei Yisrael. And so Yehoshua said, okay, now let's open up our little mousetrap. Pitchu et pi ha-me'ara, v'yotziu elai et chamishet ha-melachim ha'ele min ha-me'ara. Bring them up. V'yasu chen, v'yotziu elav et chamishet ha-melachim ha'ele min ha-me'ara, et melech Yerushalayim, et melech Hebron, et melech Yarmut, et melech Lachish, et melech Eglon. And as they were taking them out, Yoshua asks for everybody to stand by. Because remember, we're still recovering from the defeat at Ai, and now things seem to be going back in the way that we want them. And he needs to be, even though this was, of course, a very unusual event, he needs to once again be mechazek the army, so that they shall never again fear as they did in Ai. Vayomer al kitzinei anshei milchama. He says to the officer corps that the ones that are huito kirvu, I want you to come close, and I want you to actually step on the necks of these kings. Simu et raglechem atzavareim lachima ela. This we know is from the pasuk, as the Sifri says, v'ata abamotenu tidroch. You will step over their highest ones, but here it's their highest leadership. Vayikrivu, they came close, vayasimu et raglechem atzavareim. Vayomer aleihem Yehoshua, you see, they're just humans.
To kill them?
No, they just stepped on them. They're just, not to humiliate them, to give you the sense of power. They're just people, they're captives. You could step on them. Vayomer aleihem Yehoshua, al tir'u va'al techatu. Never again fear. Never again be broken and terrified the way you were. Chizku v'imtzu, kichacha yaseh Adonai l'chol oyveichem. If you fight, and you fight right, then this is what will happen to all of your enemies. Vayakem Yehoshua acharechen vayimitem. Yehoshua himself killed them. Vayitleim al chamisha itzim, he hung them up on five separate trees, gallows. Vayut lunim al haitzim ad ha'arev, leaving them there till the night. Vayihi le'et bo ha'shemesh. Tziva Yehoshua vayiridumi al haitzim, vayashlichum el ha'ma'ara shenech b'usham. He threw the bodies into the original place where they had hidden. Vayasimu avanim gedolot alpi ha'ma'ara b'etzim ha'yom hazeh. And that was set up as an andarta to remember the burial place of the first five malachim that came out to fight Israel. Ve'at makeda lachad Yehoshua b'yom ahu v'yakeh lefi chorev, and Makeda itself fell that day, the fortress of Makeda. Ve'at malkai acharim otam ve'at kol hanefesh asher ba lo yishir sarid v'yasa melech Makeda. And so these five had attacked, but Yericho, of course, and Ai, we attacked them. And so to Makeda, this is like what happened to Yericho. Vayavor Yehoshua v'chol Yisrael imo mi Makeda livna, vayelachemim livna, vayeten Adonai gam otah b'yad Yisrael, v'et malka, vayakeh lefi chorev, v'et kol hanefesh asher ba lo yishir basarid, vayasel malka kasher asel l'melech Yericho. And so we now have, besides those five malachim, besides Yericho and the Ai, we also have Makeda and Livna. Le'avor Yehoshua v'chol Yisrael imo mi Livna Lachisha. And then we moved on to Lachish, which was a major military center. When it shows up again, as we'll be getting to Bezrat Hashem later. Vayichana alea, and there we encamped against Lachish. Vayilachem ba, fought Lachish. We have pictures of Lachish by now, only later. Okay. Yes, that's quite a bit later. But Sancheirib sure thought it was an important place, since he had his whole living room plastered with pictures of Lachish. You can go to the British Museum and see pictures of Lachish. Biyad Yisrael vayilkeda bayom hasheni vayakeh lefi charev v'tkol hanefesh asher ba v'kol asher asa lelivna. And so, there too. Now this, of course, was getting people pretty upset. And Horam, who was the king of Gezer, was an ally of Lachish. And Azala Horam el Gezer lazorat Lachish. And so vayakeo Yehoshua vetamo ad biltish irlo sarid, and therefore moved now from the Lachish down into the area which took them all the way to Gaza, to Aza. And this was now the beginning of the capture of that whole southern territory. Vayavor Yehoshua v'chol Yisrael imo milachish eglona, vayachanu ala v'yalachamu ala. All this took one day. This the war in Eglon. And then meanwhile they had appointed a new king in Hebron, because Hoham was sort of Hoham then. And Vayilkedua Vayakulafikhervet Malka. That cholera, actually, it's interesting that the Medrash says that there were really 62 malachim that had attended the party of the party that Avram Avinu made at the Gemilut of Yitzchak. And so, but I thought there were only 31. We can only have 31. Yes, but each one of them had a vice king. And this is what happened over here in Hebron. So actually all 62 of the attendees, never go to a Jewish party, all 62 of the attendees basically ended up falling lefichara. No, we're getting there, but I'm saying gradually. No, I'm bringing it up here only because if Hoham is dead in the cave, who is the Melech Hebron? Ve'et Malkah ve'et kol areha, all of the cities around Hebron ve'et kol ha'nefesh asher ba, lo yishir sarid ke'chol asher asah la'egron, ve'yacharim otah ve'et kol ha'nefesh asher ba. Ve'yashav Yehoshua ve'kol Yisrael imo devira, ve'yilakim aleha. And so they came to Devir. Now this is not Devir the king. This is Devir the city. It was a center that had a lot of suburbs that were associated with it, just like Hebron. Note that each new conquest is based on the previous conquest. No longer going back to Yericho. So what we've done is we've moved on after the attack of the last place that we had, when once we went to the Lachish, and it was Vayil Kadah, then we started looking at what was the last place we captured. Livna, do the same thing you did. Eglon, do the same thing, and so on and so forth. So year two, now these Milchamot are standing on their own. We know, this means that we no longer psychologically are dependent in Yericho.
Is this still a camp back in Yericho?
No. This is in Gilgal. But these are movements which now have their own impetus and their own movement. So we go from one to the next. Which refers to the waterfalls all coming off of the mountains. Just as HaKadosh Baruch Hu had commanded him, which we're not quite certain where that is, all the way until Aza. So let them claim that Aza is theirs, but, well, Barnea knows where Kadesh Barnea is, obviously. We'll get to that in a moment. Call Eretz Goshen. This is not necessarily the Goshen that we're used to, but maybe, you never know how far Goshen extended up. Ve'ad Giv'on, ve'et kol ha'malachim ha'ele, ve'tartzam lachad Yehoshua pa'am achad. This was an incredible move from location to location with massive movements, very rapid. Ki Adonai Elohei Yisrael nilcham li'Yisrael. And after this campaign, v'yashov Yehoshua v'chol Yisrael imo el ha'machane ha'gilgala. This all seems to take no time at all. We're going to talk about that when we get to a parak ahead. Remember that what is talked about here is if it took no time at all,
right,
ends up taking 7 years, according to the Gemara.
We're not done.
We're not done yet. Of course not. Yes, yes, absolutely. But this is Sheva Shekafshu, and we know that Yehoshua was not anxious to get it done very quickly, since he knew that when it was done, his life was done. And so he didn't follow Moshe Rabbeinu's lead on that, which we spoke about earlier, which is why he died indeed young, and he did not finish the job. So what appeared to be this first massive movement that was in response to the attack of the Givonim specifically ended up petering out, and now it was a very slow until even when Yehoshua died, as we'll see. Many of the Shvatim were left with areas that hadn't been captured and that indeed were never captured, which is the reason that Aram Tzova never got ahead the din of Eretz Yisrael, because Eretz Yisrael itself had been left with pockets of the enemy that continued to cause great problems for Yisrael, Ad HaYom HaZeh, including the very Aza that is mentioned right here. So the foolish Jews never learn.
The Givonim joined for any of the fighting here?
I don't know.